Okay, so Parshas Pekudei ends Sefer Shmos. The last pasuk in the entire Sefer says, "Ki anan Hashem al Mishkan yomam beishti alay levol inichu beitzasav b'chum asem." So we learn about the anan, which is going to be over the Jewish people, b'chum asem, and over our journey. So says Rashi, "B'chum asli shinosim here anan shoch makom sheyachin yisham." So any single journey where we would travel, the anan would rest upon us. Makom chinas and after kari masa v'chen vayelch masav v'chen elu masay. So Rashi explains that where the place where we're in camp, it's also considered to be a journey. From the place of where we're encamped, the Jewish people would travel again. So for that reason, even the places where they're encamped are called journeys. So what Rashi is getting at is that when the Torah refers to journeys here, it's really referring to the places where they encamped, because the pasuk said a few psukim earlier that the Anan's only going to rest upon the Mishkan when the Jewish people are encamped somewhere. So therefore, when the Torah here says journeys, it must be referring to the places where they are encamped. So that just begs the question, so why is the Torah sort of using this code language? Why didn't the Torah just say that when is the Anan going to be on the Jewish people? Wherever they're encamped. So why does it say, no, the Anan's going to be on the Jewish people in all their journeys, and all their journeys is just referring to the places where they're going to be encamped. So perhaps the message and the lesson is as follows, that the idea of the Jewish people is that we're always moving, that even when we're encamped, even when it seems that we're resting somewhere, no, it's only we're only moving, we're only going somewhere for a greater purpose, for a greater cause. Sefer Shmos, it's the Sefer Geula, the Ramban writes that the Geula is only going to occur at the end of the Sefer when the covet of Hashem, the Shekhinah, is going to return to the Mishkan. And when is that? That's B'chum HaSeim. It's when the Jewish people are in their journey. It's just when they're encamped, only to be able to move again. Because that's really what life is all about. The life of a Jew, the true Geula, is not just sitting back and relaxing on the beach. No, but the life of a Jew is being, it's always moving. It's always doing the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So for that reason, the end of Sefer Shmos, it doesn't end with the resting places of the Jewish people. No, the last word of all Sefer Shmos is B'chol Maaseim and all the journeys. So it's coming to teach us a lesson that true Geula, true redemption, is only when we're moving about to do the will of our Creator. And that's what real, true Geula is. So for that reason, when the Torah here says B'chol Maaseim, it's really referring to encampments. It's teaching us the lesson that the true encampments of the Jewish people, they're really a journey, because all of life of a Jew and all of the life of Klai Yisrael in the Midbar is just on a journey to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu.